Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about boosting coding efficiency with Cursor and a tool called Context7. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. So, what's the main issue with Cursor that this content addresses?
Well, the main problem is Cursor's reliance on outdated models, particularly problematic in the fast-paced JavaScript world. It struggles with new features, even with its built-in documentation indexing, which, let's be honest, isn't great.
I see. So even tagging documentation doesn't always cut it? That's frustrating.
Exactly. The content gives an example with Next.js's on-navigate event handler. Even after tagging the Next.js docs, Cursor generated code using older on-click handlers. Not what you want when you're trying to use the latest and greatest, right?
Definitely not. So what's this Context7 solution all about?
Context7 indexes code examples from over 850 libraries, offering up-to-date code snippets directly to Cursor. In the example, just typing use Context7 and hitting enter produced perfect code using on-navigate, bypassing Cursor's outdated models entirely. Isn't that amazing?
Wow, that sounds incredibly useful. So it's like having a direct line to the most current documentation.
Precisely. And the best part? It's free. Plus, you can access it via an MCP server in Cursor or directly through the Context7 website.
A free tool that keeps your code current? That's incredible. But how does it actually work? Is it difficult to set up?
Not at all. The content creator shows how to easily set up the MCP server in Cursor settings by just copying and pasting a code block. You can also use the Context7 website to search for specific code examples, controlling the number of tokens returned. Talk about convenience.
Got it. So it sounds way better than Cursor's built-in documentation search. Is that the main advantage?
Definitely. Context7 focuses on providing concise, relevant code examples without any filler. No more hallucinated code or frustrating back and forth with Cursor. It's all about getting the job done efficiently. And get this, they're even working on documentation versioning. Imagine being able to specify which version of a library's documentation you want to use. Game changer.
Whoa, versioning? That would be a massive improvement for working with legacy code bases. But, are there any limitations or downsides mentioned?
Not really. The content creator mainly focuses on the benefits and how much it improves the coding experience in Cursor. It seems pretty seamless.
Okay, interesting. So, just to be clear, this isn't just for JavaScript, right?
Nope. Context7 supports a ton of libraries across different languages, as long as they have code examples in their documentation. Web dev, Python, you name it.
I'm sold. Anything else we should know before wrapping up?
The content creator encourages viewers to share their experiences with Cursor's documentation and their thoughts on Context7 in the comments. Sounds like a great place to get more insights. And with that, goodbye everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.